A woman from the wreckage of a building in Antakya, Turkey, a week after two powerful earthquakes struck. AP correspondent Charles Della Desma has the story.
The woman, Nade Ume, had spent 174 hours beneath the rubble in the devastated town. She was rescued by a mixed crew that included members of Turkey's coal mine rescue team and teams from the Istanbul Metropolitan Municipality. Reports of rescues are coming less often as the time since the quake reaches the limits of the human body's ability to survive without water, especially in sub-freezing temperatures. The quakes have killed at least 33,000 people in Turkey and Syria, with the toll expected to rise considerably as search teams find more bodies in towns and cities inhabited by millions. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The United States military reported Sunday that 12 al-Shabaab militants were killed in an airstrike in central Somalia. The military said the strike occurred February 10th at the request of the federal government of Somalia. The strike occurred in a remote area, approximately 472 kilometers northeast of Mogadishu. Russian forces over the weekend continued to shell Ukrainian cities amid a grinding push to seize more land in the east of the country. One person was killed and one wounded on Sunday morning in Nikopol. In Kharkiv, Ukraine's second-largest city, one person was wounded after three Russian missiles hit infrastructure facilities overnight. The Russian military said they hit armored vehicle assembly workshops. From Washington, I'm Steve Karish. This is VOA News. The United States has now shot down four aerial objects in the sky over the last 8 days. The latest